Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't...
Recently.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. You know who you are. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, interacts with sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know you can jump over on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, double E, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account, and or you can go to our Facebook accounts, which are BradleyDean, double E, BradleyDean again, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Folks, what we're going to be talking about today is America's children, reprobate. Folks, there's not a better way of saying it. Reprobate, 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 which means without judgment, without the Spirit of God in their lives. What do they do? And, folks, the question that you have to ask yourself is, what is it that they've been subjected to that they would sympathize with the lion over in Zimbabwe and they would call for the execution of the individual in Minnesota, namely the doctor that shot poor Cecil? Folks, some of these protesters had signs stating, "I am Cecil." So we're going to be talking about America's reprobate children in just a couple of minutes. Before we do that, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, loaded. Tons of articles. Folks, and I'm telling you something here. The way that these contributors are writing, they are telling it the way it is. It's black and white. They're telling you again what the issues are, and they're also educating you as to how to bring about resolve. And we know, as David rightly prayed to the Lord, he said, "Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay, put them upon the rock, and establish my going." Now, folks, we have to do all that we can do and then leave the results up to God. But don't blame God for what you're tolerating in America today if you leave it undone. So we're going to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Wow, just tons of information here, folks. Obama administration of accused of, again, stonewalling in suit of Downing Seal, namely extortion 17, folks. Of course, we know that there was an exchange going on. We also know that the criminal in the White House has done everything in his power to give way to America's sworn enemies. We even have him in the White House. If you look at the Clinton administration and you look at Barack Hussein Obama's administration, they're one and the same. And again, as I've said so many times in the past, Barack Hussein Obama's Clinton's administration tried and true, for those that did not know. But it does not strike you, friends, or does it not put flags up around you when you see two Iranians actually giving aid in, folks, the Clintons and Barack Hussein Obama giving ear to those Iranian aides? Why is it? Why is it that that's taking place? Well, again, read Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26 when you get a moment, folks. We also have on sonsoflibertymedia.com the one issue not discussed in the Fox GOP debate. Folks, as I have shared with you so many times, here's one of those I told you so's again. Fox is coming to the surface. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. There is no difference, folks, for the most part, between Fox and CNN. There is no difference between Fox and MSNBC. MSNBC. Fox, for those that trust in the message that that they're giving to you today, friends, namely the conservatives, they're the very reason you are where you're at today. Now, are you ready for a shocker here, folks? Did you know... this is just dynamite. Did you know that Fox News is one of top 10 largest donors to the Clinton's administration, their foundation? Let me say this again. The Fox News Corporation is one of the top 10 largest donors to the Clintons. This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's time that we call them for what they are. Also wanted to go back over to the debates, friends. Interestingly enough, just a couple days I was listening to him. Got to get involved. Got to be a part of the answer here, right? But interestingly enough, wasn't it interesting the way that Megyn Kelly came out and just started attacking Trump? Why would that be? And did you notice when it went over to Bush and it went over to Rubio, which are establishment guys, by the way, which everybody's complaining about, isn't it interesting that when they were asked a question, it's almost like they know what they were being asked. They were being spoon-fed. Because Jeb Bush, by the way, who's got no pith and marrow, friends, no internal fortitude to become any sort of a leader. In Florida, friends, they can't stand the man. But yet, folks, he's skyrocketing off onto another branch of the tree in which I'm talking right now. Yet he's skyrocketing in the polls, yet nobody's voting for him. But we have the Fox News Network spoon-feeding these guys questions that they already knew that they were going to be asked. As a matter of fact, it didn't take a genius to figure out when they were asked how they just went on for 2 minutes exactly answering the question that was asked. Folks, this is all a part of how they operate. Fox, folks, is a part of the problem. They are the establishment, and they mean to put the establishment up. One of the things I also wanted to highlight, wasn't it also interesting, friends? You've seen the exchange between Rand Paul and Chris Christie. There was one that was actually making reference to the Constitution of the United States, which would have been Rand Paul, the straight stick, making reference to the Constitution, exposed Chris Christie for his lack of understanding fundamentally concerning the Bill of Rights. Now, it was wise that Rand Paul made reference to the Constitution of the United States of America because that is the law of the land under God. But Chris Christie didn't go there. Chris Christie doesn't have a chance on this side of heaven, friends. Rest assured. Also wanted to let you know concerning the debates. I thought it was rather interesting how the attacks kept coming at Trump. They kept coming and coming from Wallace, from Megyn Kelly. Folks, this again was all planned. Remember what Roosevelt said back in the 30s, that there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned? And folks, one more point concerning the debate. There's much more to talk about concerning that issue. But wasn't it interesting that the anchors, the news anchors, the journalists, the mediators, that were asking the questions to the candidates, wasn't it interesting that the Fox News anchors kept giving power over to the Clintons by saying, okay, you're going to be up against, in so many words, the Clintons, and they kept making reference to Hillary Clinton, handing her the candidacy for the Democratic Party. Didn't anybody catch this? And I hope you did. And I mean not to condescend in any sense of the word. Just getting a little fired up here, friends. But they were already giving it to Hillary. Why is that? Because Hillary wants her administration back that belonged to her criminal husband that Barack Hussein Obama now has. But again, friends, Sons of Liberty Media calling it for what it is. Fox News is one of the top 10 largest donors to the Clintons. And it's time, America, that you wake up and smell the coffee concerning Fox News and making the distinction that there is no difference between them and those that they complain about. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, PS, posted script, side notes, just saying. 1-866-233-0747 if you'd like to be a part of the show over the next 2 hours. Also wanted to give you a shout out and tell you thank you very much for making us the number one show on Genesis Communication Networks on Saturdays. We appreciate that. Thank you for listening up, friends. Without further ado, let's get back over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I just touched the tip of the iceberg over the last couple of minutes because I got the gift of gab, my mommy used to say. I don't know if it's necessarily the gift of gab or is it the anointing for calling it the way it is. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream, said Amos the prophet. Yes, indeed, amen. That's what we're looking for because we know that justice is the guardian of liberty. Going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, understanding the enemy's agenda. Folks, great stuff, really. These contributors are just knocking it out of the park. Obama administration, again, accused of stonewalling in suit over downing of SEAL Team 6 chopper. Folks, a lot of weird, obvious, very telling scenarios around that situation. sonsoflibertymedia.com, they live, we sleep. A dictatorship disguised as a democracy. America, do keep in mind that we are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Oh, by the way, go to Article 4, Section 4 if you'd like to read for yourself as to what form of government that has been given unto us. sonsoflibertymedia.com. You know the lesbian mayor in Texas that just doesn't know when to stop? Of course, they're lawless, right? Interestingly enough, eminent domain, city of Houston, stealing land from churches. Remember, she was the one that was just recently, well, she was taken down by the church that stood up, you know, because they understand there that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, and we're called the dispossessed, not to be dispossessed. Interestingly enough, she just failed in court concerning her transgender bill concerning bathrooms in Texas. And isn't it interesting how these plants have been placed into such states as Texas, in southern states, the Bible Belt? Of course, they know where the enemy's at, and they have to deal with them there. But folks, you need to understand that they're the ones attempting to tear down the laws that expose them for who they are and what they are. And that's what we do here at the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Bombshell Clinton emails may have revealed this important information to Islamic jihadists. Folks, she has been exposed. The Clintons have, both of them, Billy and Hillary. They've been exposed over and over and over and over again, folks. There's no reason why these two, and I shared with you, are still running about, but I shared with you about a week ago, friends, that there was a great percentage of the American people that believe that Hillary Clinton operates above the law. And I kind of chuckled about that, because really what it comes down to is she means to rule not above the law, but because she thinks she's a law unto herself, Isaiah 14 when you get a moment. But interestingly enough, she means to rule upon the ignorance of the American people, and that's why she's still running around committing the crimes against we the people on a daily basis. See, she means to rule, and she is, folks, to do the things that she wants to do. She's free to do them because she's been emboldened by the American people to do them, because she knows that the American people are ignorant of the Constitution and the Word of God. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Bobby Jindal cuts off funding for Planned Parenthood because it shows a fundamental disrespect for human life. Well, good for him. Almost 60 million babies later, someone finally stands up. And those that represent we the people. And isn't it interesting? We look at the McConnell, the clown himself. And we look at John Boehner, the other clown drunk himself. Oh, by the way, McConnell's a drug dealer. He was busted trafficking cocaine. They busted his family with 90 pounds of drugs on his family's boat, just for those that didn't know. But yet these are the guys that are talking about, you know, we need to, you know, just go with the flow. We need to go along to get along, regardless if Planned Parenthood is selling baby parts and dissecting them and so on and so forth. Folks, these are the people that are representing you. Who are the criminals? Those that commit the crimes or those that allow them to commit the crimes? Sons of Liberty Media.com, Donald Trump or Donald Chump, real Republican or not, regardless, friends, we're not going to play the party system here. One Constitution, we're Christocrats here on the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Sons of Liberty Media.com, again, going back to Megyn Kelly. She's dead wrong. She's not in a very good place right now, by the way. People are very happy with what they've seen with Fox. But interestingly enough, she was dead wrong. Abortion is never necessary to save life or mother. Where are they coming up with that? Folks, these are the lies that have been thrown on you. You've been inundated with these lies over and over again. And then sooner or later, just like Adolf Hitler said, just keep telling them it. You know, the more you lie and the more you keep repeating the lie, Goebbels said the same thing. Sooner or later, they're just going to believe it. They're going to accept it. And folks, it seems that the American people have accepted that, even those that you trust concerning those that are giving you the news. I mean, friends, this is crazy stuff. It's necessary. Well, what is the percentage of necessity when it comes to abortion, friends? Because, again, here's Megyn Kelly, the one that believes everything that she's told, to actually suggest that abortion may be necessary to save the life of a mother. Did you know that justifying abortion is always through a lie? First of all, because God said, "Thou shalt not kill," Exodus 20, and Proverbs 6:17, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Going back to those points, friends, because you need to get them into your heart to understand that God said he hates those things. But the way that man attempts to justify abortion, outside of the one the billions of dollars that they make with mob money, is the fact that 93% of all abortions are for social reasons. Ask them next time you hear that it may be necessary for an abortion, ask them to give you a case in point. Have them tell you exactly how it is that they can justify themselves when it comes to abortion. Give me a case in point. I want to know what you're talking about. Again, that's where people fail. Just like the Obamacare situation or any other constitutional act, folks, that the government means to illegally implement. If you would just simply make reference to the Constitution, going back to Obamacare, can you tell me where that's constitutional? Where did you derive that authority from? They can't give you any. Because they know it's unlawful. See, they got you asking the wrong questions. And folks, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, guess what? They don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. But again, justifying abortion through a lie. 93% of all abortions are for social reasons, unwanted or inconvenient. See, they blame the innocent in the womb for the choices that they themselves have made. Again, justifying abortion through a lie, 6% of abortions are for potential health problems, mother or child. You have to give up one for the other. And 1% of all abortions, folks, take place because of rape or incest. What do they always make reference to? Rape, incest, health problems. Wait a second, that's only 7%. Let's expose that lie for what it is. 93% of all abortions take place for social reasons. Now, I have to say this because I want you to listen carefully. Who is it that's getting the abortions? You know, a lot of times when we have Mexicans coming over here illegally, drug dealers namely, we have those dealers coming over here because Americans are buying the drugs. So you're actually luring the Mexican drug dealers over into America because of your lust for cocaine, hash, heroin, marijuana. And folks, when you think about the abortion industry, it's the same thing. Who's getting the abortions? They're not foreigners. They're Americans. Who's keeping Planned Parenthood in business? The American taxpayer are number one, and the Americans that are actually going to the Planned Parenthoods. So how is it that we can blame, again, Planned Parenthood for the things that they do? Yes, are they guilty? Oh, they're guilty as hell, literally. But so are the people that are facilitating their services. We need to take responsibility in this country, friends, because it always goes back to guess who? Me. First. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Community gathers at veterans' home to stop feds from confiscating his guns. Folks, feds have no constitutional authority whatsoever to confiscate this veteran's guns. Zero. And the community got around him and said, you're not doing this. That's how it works, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Fox, again, top 10 Republican candidate debate full of fluff and stuff. Folks, again, when you get a moment, let's go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and just check it out. And I want to highlight one more article before we actually get over to America's Reprobate, Cecil Loving Youth. Lesbians again busted. Lesbian couple again fake another crime. This time it cost them their house. Hey, friends, they burnt down their own house in an attempt to blame somebody else, calling it hate when them... they themselves have been found guilty once again, friends. Once again, they're creating their own crimes as they play the victim. And Scripture tells us that we're to do to them what they meant to do to you. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I was just highlighting on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, the article where two lesbians were actually busted creating hate crimes. Again, folks, this is happening all across the boards, even with lawmakers. Okay, I'm going to talk about that in just a moment before we get over to America's Reprobate Children. But interestingly enough, the two lesbians actually burnt down their own house to attempt to blame their neighbor for the crimes that they've been committing. Folks, this is, again, happening all across the boards. Do your homework. Scripture tells us that we're to do to them what they meant to do to you. But that's not what they're doing. They smack their hands, let them go ahead and do what they want to do, go ahead and perpetuate, go ahead and commit the crimes. We'll side with you because that's where the state-run media is at. That's their narrative. Let's just go with it no matter what the facts are. Folks, they've been doing this for the last 6 years, and it's dangerous. They've been popped. We'll see what the outcome is to those. Hopefully they're going to be charged properly and rightly. Going to another article, state lawmaker planned fake gay affair to cover up real straight affair. And I want to tell you why he did that. He did that because he felt that he'd be protected because everything is supposedly going for the homosexuals right now, so everybody would just leave him alone. Again, state lawmaker in Michigan, Republican Representative Todd Corser, talks about an email that would claim he was caught having sex with a male prostitute. In doing so, he apparently believed this would help hide an ongoing romantic fling with fellow Republican Representative Cindy Gamrat. Again, state lawmaker planned fake gay affair to cover up real straight affair. Folks, where do they have all this time? to have an affair. See, this is what's going on with the grown-ups of the world. They're having affairs. They're stealing, they're lying, they're cheating, they're infidels in so many different ways. They're committing the act of treachery against we the people. This is what they're doing with their times. They're supposed to be representing we the people and they're having affairs? Wow! Will God not judge a nation such as this? You better bet your bottom dollar. And that's exactly what's being played out in the face of the American people, and rightly so. You'd be, folks, to be honest with you, you would be unjust in so many different ways to not agree that God should judge a nation such as this for what the American people have tolerated concerning their representatives. Oh, and I love just talking about how our representatives reflect us and they represent us. But we'll get on over to today's topic, which is America's reprobate, Cecil Loving Youth. Because, folks, this is what's been bred. The Bible tells us that wisdom is justified by her children. We have protesters in America holding up signs stating, "I am Cecil." Are they protesting those that kill babies? No. They protest those that kill lions over in Zimbabwe. This is in America. "I am Cecil." Pretty weird, folks. It's been rightly said that the philosophy in the classroom is one in one generation will be the philosophy taught in the government in the next. And that's exactly what you're seeing. And going back to just this last week, we found that statement to be true once again. Corrupt and misguided government officials who refused to vote down Planned Parenthood and the slaughter of the innocent are calling to probe Dr. Walter Palmer and the guy that hunted down Cecil the Lion. They're not making time to deal with those that are killing the innocent in America. They're taking the time to probe a hunter from Minnesota that went to Zimbabwe to kill a lion. They're even considering extradition. They're even considering extradition. Wow. I just like, sometimes you get so immersed in this garbage that it's just like, Lord, you know, I got home at 12 o'clock last night. We're doing a brand new album. I'll share more with you as those things transpire. I got home at 12 in the a.m. last night. My little boys asked me, didn't see my little boys all day. Just to let you know what's going on inside of Bradley Dean. Because my head has to catch up to what's going on in my heart. Remember, God speaks to the heart, not the head. That comes secondary. But he said, "Dad, what are you going to do when you get home?" I said, "Well, I gotta get in the Word." And it's that faith, it's the bread of life that I feed on that keeps me afloat concerning what's going on in this country. It's the faith of the Son of God that overcomes this world. And I have to stay there. I have to keep my eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of my faith. Because if I don't, I will sink. I will drown. And the despair that we see covering America on a daily basis. Do I believe we can do this? Oh, it's in there. It's inside that heart that God gave me. The love of God has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. Romans 5:5. No question, it's there. But sometimes, folks, it gets to the point where it's like, Lord, enough is enough. And then you got to step back and consider who you're talking to and say, Lord, I'm just doing my duty. What is it that you'll have me do next? Keep telling the people, Bradley. Keep warning them, Bradley. Because not a one of them in this country is going to be without excuse on the day of judgment. Tell them to prepare to meet thy God to those that turn and walk, those that turn the shoulder or turn the cheek when they should go head on and set their face as flint towards heaven concerning their enemies. Just keep warning them, Bradley. Tell the righteous that it'll be well with them, saith the Lord. Right? Yeah. Tell the wicked, oh no. Keep in mind, friends, equating that, paralleling that to Noah. Remember when Noah kept warning the people and warning the people that preacher of righteousness? 1 Peter, 2 Peter. He kept warning them over and over and over again. God destroyed the earth because of the wickedness of man. And you can rest assured they were laughing at him. They were mocking him. They were scoffing at him. Yeah. Look at this joker. He's building a boat. He's building an ark where only 8 people were saved. There'll be few that will be saved. Strive to enter in the straight and the narrow. It's harder for a rich man to enter in. Folks, it's easier for him to go through the eye of a needle, speaking of a camel, than it is for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. But going back to Noah, isn't it interesting that when it rained and it rained and it rained, before it began to rain, he was warning and warning and warning. America, let me say this to you. It's raining. It's raining, America. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's the message of Christ throughout the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. All the way from Matthew to Revelations, all the way from Genesis, all the way to the book of Malachi. Guess what? Let's hear the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Can you imagine the way Noah felt when he kept telling these people, dude, you need to repent. Really, this isn't a game. I'm not making this boat because it's. I want you guys to laugh at me. I'm not warning you because I'm some lunatic out there that's just having a good time. No. Rest assured, friends, they laughed at Noah until it started to rain. And then it rained some more, and then it rained some more, until the whole earth, with everything that had breath in it, was destroyed. I want the righteous to be encouraged, and I want you to hear me carefully. That, listen, judgment floats your boat. Judgment floats your boat, but the flood came in to destroy the ungodly. We're here. It's raining, America. It's raining, America. I am Cecil, said one of these protesters. It's raining, America. Your representatives refuse to vote down Planned Parenthood and the slaughter of the innocent, even selling body parts just last week. Yet they want to probe Dr. Walter Palmer and the guy that hunted down Cecil the Lion. Now, of course, in close pursuit are those who are falling in line with the global narrative and initiative. This is communism, by the way, friends. These are the young indoctrinated. I'm sorry. Yes. Uneducated. Yes. Unloving. Oh, no question about it. They lack love at every turn. And caring. Folks, uncaring. Protesters who are calling for the prosecution and even the execution of Dr. Walter Palmer. What am I talking about? I'm talking about America's reprobates. Cecil loving youth. America's reprobate children. Folks, these young indoctrinated feel that they're educated. These unloving feel that they're loving by protecting Mother Earth and the animals more than human life. And uncaring, oh, the mercies of the wicked are cruel indeed. Friends, indeed they are. But they take the time to protest those that shot a lion in Zimbabwe. And they don't lift a finger to stand up for the life of the innocent in the womb. Did you know that, as a matter of fact, these protesters took it a step further? As a matter of fact, on Wednesday, one of these protesters, one of these unloving and uncaring protesters, calling it for what it is, friends, even went so far to vandalize Dr. Palmer's Florida home by spray painting a huge statement on his garage door. You know what they wrote? Lion killer. Not on the side of the buildings of Planned Parenthood, murder clinics, execution clinics throughout the United States. No, not calling them killers and murderers. They put a statement on the side of Dr. Palmer's Florida home by spray painting a huge statement on his garage door that said lion killer. I'm going to come back to this. We're talking about America's reprobate children, Cecil Loving Youth. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Whitnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsofliberty.radio.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Welcome back. Talking about America's reprobate, Cecil Loving Youth. Cecil Loving Youth. I am Cecil. I am Cecil, say they. These kids are holding up signs stating, "I am Cecil." I'm sorry. I'm sorry, folks. I'm talking about college students, adults, right? You know, they want to be adults so they can go out and get drunk. But we call them kids. Forgive me. I was just sharing with someone last night. Isn't it interesting? Back in the turn of the century, all the way up, at least what I'm told from Grandpa and Grandma, that, you know what, you had to grow up at 14, 15, 16 years old. I mean, just ask our forefathers. But in America, you grow up whenever you want to grow up, if you grow up. We were in a restaurant yesterday having lunch, and one guy behind me, he about got it. I mean, he was talking like a drunken sailor. And my little boy, 10 years old, looks at me and says, "Dad, listen to the way he's talking." I said, "Honey, I'm sorry. Really. I really am. We're in the real world. We're called to seek and save that which is lost. This is our job. We pink and blue them. We track them. This is what we do, right?" But I said, "Honey, in some cases, folks just don't grow up. I let no corrupt communication proceed out of my mouth, but that which is good to edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearer." Ephesians 4:29. Right? I guarantee you, I could have turned around, asked this dude if he was a Christian, I guarantee you he would have said he was a Christian. Guaranteed. No question about it. I could ask everybody in that restaurant yesterday, how many of you guys in here are Christians? And if someone seen someone raise their hand, you'd have probably seen 90% of the hands go up in the room. You know, the sheeple need to follow somebody, right? That's why I highlighted the fact that someone had raised their hand and that everybody had fallen suit or fallen line. So forgive me when I'm talking about these protesters, these college students that were holding up signs stating, I am Cecil. I'm sorry for calling them kids. They don't like to be called kids. You know, they know more than you do. Isn't it interesting that as young people, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 years old, they know more than you do, right, Dad and Mom? They know more than you do. All the way through until they start to learn through circumstance that Dad and Mom were probably right. But these are the ones that are attempting, well, they're being used, friends, to lead the way to set a narrative globally. Because this is a part of a global initiative. These young, indoctrinated, uneducated, unloving, and uncaring protesters are calling for the prosecution and even the execution of the doctor from Minnesota that shot Cecil the Lion. Oh, and by the way, I got to highlight the fact that there was probably a whole mess of them there, all 15 of them. You know, you take the pictures, I'll create the war. You know, like every time you see Barack Hussein Obama on television, they always have a group of people behind him clapping behind everything he says. Yeah, all bought and paid for. And then when you see what's out in front of them, there's hardly anybody there. See how that works? This is exactly what's going on. This is how the state-controlled media indoctrinates the people. Adolf Hitler, dictators used to do it all the time because they wanted to belittle opposition. Wow. The protesters, all 15 of them, were given headline attention. They made themselves known by holding up signs that stated such things as, I am Cecil, let the hunters be hunted. Murderers, killers, rotten hell, and going so far as to demand justice for Cecil. Not the babies, friends, for Cecil that was shot and killed. The king of the jungle, meow, he's gone now. Oh my goodness, we can't have none of that. Now, I want you to pay close attention to the fact that these will protest and call for justice when it calls to the death of the animals, but could care less when it comes to the life of a human being that was fearfully and wonderfully created in the womb. Now, who could be behind that? Who's a murderer? Who's a thief? Who's the destroyer of life? Man is so smart that he knows how to make bombs. He knows how to... They know how to kill each other off. Aren't they smart? It's never been a bomb that's been created that's not been used in anger, right? Boy, they're just so smart. Men know how to kill themselves. They know how to attack. They know how to fight. I'm tired of the violence. I really am. But just think about how smart man is. You know, George Whitefield rightly said, and he was right, he said, a man without Christ is half beast, half devil. That's exactly right. And there's only one that can change human nature, and his name is Jesus Christ, my big brother, my Lord, my King. These people that I'm talking about, America's reprobate children, they're called reprobates because a reprobate is a person who is abandoned to sin, lawlessness, 1 John 3:4. They're lost to virtue or grace, according to Webster's 1828. I go back to Webster's 1828 because I don't want the watered-down version. I don't want rewritten history. I don't want revised definitions. These are those, speaking of the reprobate children in America, who, described in Scripture, in Romans 1:21-25, where it says, when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. And their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. And I'd like to add what Tim Brown said yesterday on the radio show, the two-footed beasts as well, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore. Amen. Oh, by the way, Tim, if you're listening, I don't mean to use ostentatious erudition, but when the truth is found, I always want to pick it up and throw it out there. Folks, these reprobate children are the useful idiots that are being used to make way for the criminalization of those who pick flowers in state parks or those who may tamper with eagle eggs or even kill a whale. And for those that think I'm way out there, I do want you to understand, again, I'm not kidding. And I want you to understand too, friends, your enemy isn't kidding either. They mean to snuff you out. It's illegal to tamper with an eagle egg in America, friends. June 8th, 16 U.S.C. 668-668D, the Bald Eagle Protection Act. If you break any part of this act by violating these eagles, their nests, or their eggs, you will face the criminal penalty of a $5,000 fine, 1 year imprisonment, or both. Now, folks, I want people to understand, too, I'm not a hunter. I'm not a hunter, never been a hunter. I want to let you know that I don't see a need for going out and killing innocent animals. That's me, okay? I've never been a hunter, don't want to be a hunter. Now, if I'm starving and I have to shoot a deer out in my backyard, I'll do just that. Because God probably led that deer into my backyard so I could take him out to feed my family. See how that works? But I know that there's some people in this country that still don't get that. For example, PETA, them sick-minded environmental whacks. Right? These communists. There was a billboard in Arkansas where it said, "Join us in boycotting Kentucky Fried Chicken for its cruelty to chickens." This is how sick this can get. But folks, forget about the 3,000 to 4,000 babies that were murdered in the womb yesterday. Forget about it. And again, keep in mind, I know who's getting the abortions. The Americans are. And I believe there's a high percentage of them people that are getting abortions that claim to be born-again Christians. It's a lack thereof again, friends, a lack thereof. Nobody rebuked religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. That's why he was hung up on a cross. You know, I don't personally see a need for anybody shooting an eagle out of the tree. Just saying. But I just want to know from these people that are protecting the animals, what comes first? The animal or the human being? Because my Bible tells me that the man was given authority over all things in this earth, not the animals. And you mean to give it over to the animals. Really what you're doing is you're giving up your sovereignty to worship animals. It's really what it comes down to. Folks, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back to this on the other side, hour two coming up. America's reprobate children. Cecil loving youth. And if you'd like to call in, you may. 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere. All right?
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.